What surprises?
He is one of the guys.
For what?
You know, since I called, you know,
that's not what anybody wants.
A meeting with two.
That's not what anybody wants.
You know, they made a huge mistake.
But can the village buy that, a product like this Advantage?
Not how.
And.
School board.
I'll come pick it up. Yeah.
All right, Bill. Who lost.
Okay.
Election.
Ralph.
When we were elected, he lost. And I don't remember. I think Melody beat him.
I'm talking about.
Shay, you need people who are really dedicated and want to.
Sheep dog.
Am I really?
Yeah, sorry.
I know.
We'll just wait on you all day.
Is that how you feel?
Oh, do you know?
Hi, Evan.
Hi, Evan. Brought you up from home back.
Thank you. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Are you ready to join us tonight?
I'm ready to join.
Everyone, please rise for the pledge. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Phone it in, aren't you?
No, I'm sort of.
All right, if you would please call roll.
Mr. Braverman.
Here.
Mr. Hirsch.
Yep.
Ms. Cluter.
Yes.
Mr. Barron.
Here.
Mrs. Perry.
Here.
Mr. Klein.
Here.
Mr. Duber.
I am here. Can I have a motion to confirm the appointment of Ashley Nicole Croucher as a full-time seasonal service department employee?
Well, I was surprised you said full-time. It's full-time temporary.
Okay, full-time temporary. Temporary seasonal, is that?
Yeah, seasonal.
Can you explain
yeah,
that?
Yeah, full-time seasonal service department employee.
Oh, seasonal.
Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you. Mr. Klein, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Berry. So, Mr. Zugin, you want to give an
right
intro?
There? We can't do that.
This is in the budget.
Yes, it is in the budget.
Okay. Any questions from anyone? No?
No.
All right. If you would please call roll.
Braverman?
Yes.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Cluter?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
I'm going to swear you in now. I state your name. Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States, the rules, regulations, and charter of Orange Village.
Did you skip the state of Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
No state of Ohio?
I'm going to get there.
Oh.
Of Orange Village? You said that? And then I will faithfully, honestly, and impartially discharge my duties as service department seasonal employee of Orange Village, State of Ohio, during my continuance in said office. Congratulations, you ready to work hard?
Thank you. Did I skip this part?
Welcome.
You skipped that, I'm telling you.
I got the rule.
rules, regulations, and charter.
You skipped it. You went, you said the Constitution of the United States, and then you skipped down to the.
I think it's still valid, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's still valid. She's got to sign it. You didn't have her sign it.
Herb, just giving a hard time tonight.
We're happy to have you.
No, Herb.
She skipped. That's all right.
What is she, her duties?
Oh, I know.
She wants to.
She doesn't want to stay. Doesn't want to watch this nonsense.
Moving on to audience comments relating to agenda items.
Good luck.
Oh, what's that? Oh, I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm getting ahead of myself now. Can I have a motion to authorize the purchase of a 2016 Dodge Durango from Junction Buick GMC for the use of the service department at the cost of $26,310.50?
So moved.
Thank you. Mr. Hirsch, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Berry. Mr. Zugin?
Again, this is a budgeted item.
This is a budgeted item.
Into the microphone, please.
I'm sorry.
Into the microphone, please. I'm just kidding.
The audience won't.
We are reporting, are we reporting?
What's the microphone?
This is a budgeted item.
We do need, don't we? I just want, how many miles were on the old one, the Ford?
About 128,000. Starting to see its wear and tear. Got holes through the fenders. We've taken the car as an open use car. As the email explains, I'd like to continue with use until the chief, I need to work on his budget. I've had discussions with him of what his plans are. As you can see, what's become sort of difficult is we've taken a lot of time right sizing our fleet. Taking six dump trucks, turning it down to five, turning it down to four, in hopes to buy smaller, more efficient vehicles. You know, this is part of the plan, so hopefully, when the police departments get rid of SUV, we can replace the car. But this would be technically the replacement for the vehicle right now.
Thank you.
All right.
No other questions? Please call roll.
Braverman?
Yes.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. Now moving on to audience comments relating to agenda items only. No audience, no comments. Old business, ordinance 2016-12, and ordinance amending section 1142.05 of the codified ordinances to provide that fees for rezoning and or variances shall be established by village council according to the fee schedule set forth in chapter 1327.01 of the codified ordinances. This is on for third reading. Can I have a motion to pass ordinance 2016-12?
I so move.
Thank you, Mr. Perry. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Is there any other discussion on this that we haven't had before? If not, if you would please call roll.
Braverman?
I did have one quick question. This copy that they've attached to planning and zoning, is that, was there language changes or what's going on there?
No, that's how we got it, the red.
And it wasn't changed at planning and zoning? That's what I mean. Okay.
No, oh, we have moved, I wasn't there that night.
You recommended approval.
I mean, I've got both here is what I'm trying to figure out, yeah.
Yeah, there's one red line.
Discussion on it, and it was, the question was, you know, what are we doing? What's the amount? How does it relate to what we do? That was the extent of the conversation on it, and it was approved, or recommended for approval.
The changes are the red line?
Yeah.
It's from the original.
And that's what's in the new ordinance? That's what I'm asking. I'm just trying to figure out, I didn't get to.
It's on the paper there, and it's put in the ordinance.
Well, but, I understand that, okay. All right, that's what I'm trying. It's a new one?
It's just without the red line.
Right.
It is the new one?
I put the red line one in just so you could see what was changed.
I'm sorry.
The red line version is in there just so you could see what was changed.
Okay, but the one on top is the same as the red line, but not, that's all I wanted.
Nothing, yes. Nothing has been changed.
I'm trying to figure out what the books are gonna look like, that's all. But yes, I vote yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Ms.
Mr. Hirsch?
Yes.
Fluter?
Yes.
Baron?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. And moving on, could have a motion to pass ordinance 2016-13, an ordinance transferring funds and appropriating funds. This is on for third reading. Again, we've kind of already gone through some things, but is there a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Baron. Any other discussion on this? Do we have an advocate?
Mr. Bloom stayed tonight if anybody'd like a explanation of this.
No, this isn't the same thing.
Oh.
It's under new business.
This isn't the appropriation?
This is the appropriations for overtime that last month you guys had a bunch of questions, and tonight the police chief is here.
I'm sorry.
Well, chief, do you want to just explain?
You're $35,000 for your...
For the convention.
For the convention.
For the convention.
For the convention party.
You're to tell us why we needed the money.
Police overtime?
That's exactly what it's for. It's going to be, the guys, this was from the beginning of the year, that nobody was allowed to take any vacation that week. And there's probably going to be a bit active. We didn't send anybody to the city of Cleveland because between us, Beachwood and Lawrenceville Heights, we have a pretty significant hotel issue. We've been working together. We've been going to meetings ad nauseam right now through the city of Cleveland and the county, the mayor, myself, and the town of Hannibal. I've attended some of the police association. And one of the things is of all the $50 million that the city of Cleveland's receiving, Orange Village is receiving squat. What we do within Orange Village is on us. So there's going to be a significant increase in personnel due to the circumstances. And if you guys could tell me what's going to happen, I can tell you exactly what it's going to cost, but I don't know. So right now, the overtime is scheduled. It's going to be about in the area of 12 to 15,000. But between now and that week in January or July, if all hell breaks loose, it's going to cost us that much money for that week. I can't tell you what's going to occur. So we're all, have our ears to the ground and listen to see what's going on. As we get closer, we'll try to determine. We know that we have certain delegates in our hotels, all of us, and some of us have some states that are probably a little more protested about certain things that they've done within their state recently.
And North Carolina. I got North Carolina.
And then the rest of the hotels, or the rest of the spots in the hotels are filled by the media. I know CNN, we have a lot of NBC in Orange Village. And once again, we don't know. We're preparing for the worst and hoping for the best.
Good.
And there will be a significant amount of support.
So we can't forget about that. So we're not sending anybody downtown? Okay, so you're talking about during the week of the RNC, what might happen in the environs of the village?
Yes. Oh, you have the hotel staff.
The hotel.
All the hotels are over in Orange Place.
Keep in mind, too, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there was a law passed in Columbus where anybody that applies for can receive a liquor license that extends to 4 a.m. during that week.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Things and I know that we have two in Orange Place, and then there's about 8 or 9 in Beachwood, and I don't know what Lawrenceville Heights has.
Did you say we have two?
Which?
We have a hotel.
But they sort of.
Oh,
yeah, they have a
yeah, only two residents, right.
To extend the license. So, and so it's, what we think is it's going to be a little more active later than usual. You know, when we roll up the sidewalks and stuff like that, around midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, I don't think that's going to apply for that
Is it safe to assume that all of our hotel rooms are booked in the village? Yeah.
The bad part is that,
No media.
Yeah, no, then we can review this, so I just let it be. Most of our hotels are booked with delegates for media.
Yeah.
And then we have others that we don't know who they're booked with.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that.
Our finest hotels.
Everybody's in determination on that, but I don't know who's in some of the hotels. I know who's the bigger hotels. I know whatever room is rented, so that's helpful.
Yeah.
That's helpful for us.
Yeah.
You know, but Secret Service wanted to see Hampton back 6 months ago, 7 months ago, and the RNC came out of our Hampton because it was for the delegates.
Oh.
And the way things have gone recently, it's actually, I think, I'm better off having the delegates than the Secret Service in my hotel. And it can change. It's very, very fluid. There's a lot of things that can change even from the states that we have in our hotels at this time. Depending on all kinds of things that are going on. And my understanding is whoever would be the vice president, whatever state that person's from, all the delegates are shipped from their hotel and they'll be downtown for the rest of the convention.
Well, how are those hotel rooms available downtown?
They save back. Blocks.
Well, yeah. What if it's California?
What?
They won't fit.
Are there any Republicans in California?
Yeah, you see where they're putting them out.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No. Protested, and today I read an article that they're happy with it because they went to see the water slides.
Yeah.
900 people in California is coming out, and they're not all delegates, but the 900 people, the RNC wanted every state to have their people all in the hotel, and it was the only place that could service the 900 after everything that they did downtown, so. I may be asking you for some personal body equipment, some helmets for your officers. None of our officers have helmets. So I'm looking.
We don't have any right here or anything, do we?
Any what?
I'm not gonna go that forward. I hope that people are throwing things is very helpful. We don't have shields or helmets. Our department has helmets.
So no.
And I'm not talking about fire helmets. I'm talking about the actual helmets.
Right.
Do we have enough time to get them in time?
Yeah, if I order them, so we've been looking at a few vendors to see who has the best price.
Chief, do you have enough information to be making good plans, or is there a lot of?
It's real fluid. I mean, we have good information. There were advertisements in some of the rags out there for protesters at $400 for the week. There's no question that there's going to be protesters. It's just a matter of where they're going to be for who they're protesting.
You're like, sure as hell not going to be here. You think they're going to be out here?
Mm-hmm. One would hope not, but.
No.
I think Motel 6 is wrong.
Irv will be posted up there all week.
But doesn't that make us be able to communicate with the other communities?
Yeah, it's really complicated. We will be able to communicate, but yeah, Irv will be able to make that possible. But there's other little things there. It's about to wait till it's kind of real drawn out. I wish I could tell you more.
How many of the states are actually billeted out here?
I think three, right?
Three,
I think three. We saw a map last week from in Cleveland, you know, with the Cleveland City.
Do we have any
I listed on there.
We are three, but you saw a different, see, if I say this fluid, you saw Kansas and I saw Alaska.
No, it doesn't matter. They think they're in Beechwood. That's what the map said.
That's okay. So do you describe this as a reserve fund, or is it actually going to be spent? Is it already budgeted?
No, we're doing this on this, appropriated.
As a reserve fund.
As extra dollars applied to police.
So it is going to be used.
It's going to be used.
Well, we don't know if it's not used, there'll be money left over.
I don't know how much of it's going to be.
But some of it's going to be used because we're having extra officers.
Chief, do you foresee a need for the fire department during this week?
The fire department has been in on, I'm thinking some service departments are in on this too. Everybody's in on this at least to a certain extent because depending on which type of protester you have and what it is that they do, you need more than just the police department. There's a lot of things that, and there's a lot of techniques that can be used with fire departments or service departments to quell, you know, you don't really worry about shutting down the freeway. Try to keep the delegates from getting where they want to be.
Not keeping them from helping them get to where they want to be.
No, they're keeping
the protesters are keeping them. The protesters are keeping them.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's why we're getting that pickup truck.
Yeah, I mean, delegates can be getting
that. We're doing that.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please call
Chief.
Braverman?
Yes.
Hurst?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. Moving on to new business, Resolution 2016-2, a resolution adopting the 2017 Orange Village alternative tax budget.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Bloom,
Mr. Bloom, will you explain this for us? Will you do your yearly
resolution
of this resolution?
The resolution to the county that we talked about in finance.
It's the thing you do every year, right?
Why are we using that anymore? Aren't we recording this?
In order to levy the real estate taxes, you need to show that you need the money. This does that. This shows that you need the money for next year. Then they set the rates, or they establish then that comes back to you, and you set the rates, and then it goes to them, and they tell you what the estimate of resources is. It's
I'm not sure we're showing
dance.
Them that we need it. We're showing them that we want it.
You show them that you need it.
Where?
That's what you need.
Because we're asking for it.
Yes.
Not because they know our budget.
Right. Questions?
So is this a three-reading thing, Steve?
No.
This is passed in one vote?
Right. Just a resolution.
Right.
All right. Thank you. If you please go roll.
Braverman?
Yes.
Hurst?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein? Klein?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. There's no audience, so there's no comments.
Wait, I think
there is.
Kevin? You?
What's that about?
He wants you to pass on.
He what? He what?
Where'd he go? Oh, here we go. That we didn't pass.
Hi, Kevin. If you could please step up to the microphone there.
You gotta use.
Does Vincent have anything to say?
We can lower the mic.
He's with me.
He's with you on this?
Yeah. Good evening. Kevin Vonhaus, 4810 Lander Road. About 2 weeks ago, I was home 4 p.m. and knock on the door, solicitor. Come to the door trying to sell me some pest control.
he says to me that he looked around my house, there's bugs, and, you know, he deals with a bunch of my neighbors. I stood there with him for a minute or so. I said, look, I have a friend that takes care of it. He said, he kept on going. He kept on being more and more pushy, where, you know, well, let me look around. I said, no, I'm good. Thank you. I'm at home with my son. Background, I'm a firefighter, work full-time. I'm gone 24 hours at a time. My wife is home alone a lot. We go to the park. We hang out. We go up to our garden. We went and got some ice cream. Put our son to bed around 8 p.m. At 9:15 at night, knock on the door. Not a friendly knock where it's like I thought one of my friends was at the door. Same guy at my door, 9:15 at night. I have a problem with it. I have a problem with that someone's soliciting my house at 9:15 at night. I don't know, you know, what the ordinance says or what anything says about it, rules, regulations. I know that they basically have to come up here, get some sort of permit, and come so that they could solicit people. I think at 9:15 at night is ridiculous. The following day, I called up. I spoke to Anna. She put me in touch with the mayor. I spoke to the mayor about it. I spoke to the police chief about it. I spoke to my neighbor, Lisa Perry, about it. She said that the same gentleman showed up at her house, and her husband was trying to leave, and he was persuasive and tried to keep talking and talking and talking. I guess I don't really mind someone coming to my house 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but 9:15 at night when it's dark, when my wife could have been home alone, and the same person in the same evening, it was odd to me. So I guess I just asked that maybe you guys look at something to limit the time frame, that maybe it's 7 o'clock at night or something. That's all.
Did you get his card?
I did not get his card. I spoke to Anna today at the over at the police station. She said she issued him the permit. I spoke to her.
Oh,
I did
she
not.
Did?
Yes. not Anna. Christine. I spoke to Christine. She said she issued him the permit that day, but I did not grab his card. but I just want to let you guys know. That's it. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Whoever was here for a while, the solution to his problem is that do not knock ordinance, which allows you to put on your door no solicitation. But this, the previous council.
Well, no, I was
didn't
here
it.
For that. I mean, and I think there were some reasons that
because
we
they wanted us to be able to go door to door.
What's that?
It was the campaign.
So that we could still go door to door.
It was the
right.
campaign.
There was kind of a tough way to do it. I mean, if there's a way to limit hours at least.
Yeah, I think that might be the ticket.
It is very difficult. And the reason I say that is you can't say a certain time because it's too early in the summertime and too late in the wintertime. So if you say 8 o'clock, well, in the summertime, there's still another hour. And the folks.
Well, can't you do an actual time instead of like.
Well, but
you can try, but you can be sued also.
Do we have to do this on the solar calendar?
Activist groups, you know, the public citizen is one of them, sues communities. There was just a news story, I think it was Broad.
Bay Village.
Was it Bay or was
that
it Broadview?
That was a year or so ago.
No, there was another one within the last 2 weeks. Like
they're suing because somebody said they couldn't, because public citizens. Is saying that they limited their solicitation to daylight?
Correct.
We stopped it before
because
it was
during,
dark.
Because during the winter months, daylight goes away at 5. And they say that nobody's home at 5, and therefore their ability to. So I make that face, but that's exactly what the courts are struggling with.
I mean, there has to be some way, right?
We can try.
Can you take a look and see what it, maybe see
the
what's
other thing was? The other thing was you cannot distinguish between viewpoint, and so
between what?
Between viewpoints.
Yeah, that's
right.
Okay. I understand that.
And so do not knock will apply to members of council.
Right.
Last time
we
that was not acceptable.
We can't accept them out.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Sounds like a definite answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, it's all or nothing. If somebody puts up a sign, everybody.
Well, you know, in his case, certainly you can put your own sign up in your window.
Absolutely.
That
and,
just for you
and
says,
when you tell somebody
don't,
to leave
you know,
your
no solicitations.
When
after.
You tell somebody to leave your property, you tell the police that you told
right.
them to leave and
right.
that is trespassing.
Right.
So you could have gotten something done had there been effective communication with the police department
right.
that an individual, was told to leave the property and not to return.
Did you tell them to leave, or did you just stop the conversation because, well, that might have been. Quickly, I did call the police. So when he showed back up the second time, I guess.
should have said that. I did call the police, and Eric came over and said that he came looking for him, and he was parked, I think, over at the church across the street from my house next to Lisa Perry's home. And I said that I had a problem with it. Again, you don't know who's stopping at your door, and especially when it's dark out. And the sign on my door isn't going to do anything if I had no lights on. I had zero lights on outside. No one should be coming to my house at 9:15 at night. Maybe if it's one of my friends, hey, a neighbor, you know, but that's how people's houses
are broken into. If you have a sign on the door.
Your friends and neighbors can't necessarily.
You have the argument that the sign was on the door, the officer saw that the sign was there, and he knocked in spite of the sign. So at least you have, you know, cause to investigate, maybe detain, and the rest of it. So there are things that can be done right now by residents to make clear that they don't want solicitors.
Right. And your friends are not going to. They're going to knock. They're your friends.
Well, it says no solicitation on the door. We have the arrest power for trespassing.
Well, you certainly can have the conversation with the individual that
okay,
you know.
So it doesn't prohibit
it with an
arrest.
I mean,
if you had the fact pattern where somebody came to the door before and was told to leave and came back, then you have a problem.
I'm talking about the first knock.
Yeah.
No solicitors.
Yeah. Well,
no.
If we have the ordinance in place, yes.
Yeah. And we should put that on the print, that if they have this posted.
Right.
But
if there's a violation of something.
The problem that you run into is that, you know, somebody's not going to be able to know that there's a no solicitation until they actually walk up the driveway to the house.
Well, there's also technology that you could use that could get the information from the police department of what residences are registered as do not knock.
No,
so
we already tried that one. It's going to be your turn to pass that one.
What I'm saying is it's theoretically possible to have technology solve some of the problem.
It doesn't happen often enough that we need to get too worked up over it, does it? Do you think it happens frequently? Well,
if someone sells my house at 9:15 at night, it's not right.
No, I agree, but it doesn't happen frequently.
No. It shouldn't happen at all. I mean, if it happened to some little old lady 3 doors down, how does she? And I guess the first time he stopped, I would never have thought anything. But the second time, it's odd to me. So it throws up a red flag. And then, you know, why is he even showing up? Why is there something that says in the winter months? And these months it could be till 6 p.m. and these months till 7 p.m. or whatever. But I don't have a problem with somebody stopping, honestly. I just have a problem with somebody stopping in my house, giving a friendly knock who's been there once already, and it's 9:15 at night. People have children, they're elderly people, you know.
Okay, I'm asking the chief. That experience, we don't have that experience happening too frequently in this community. I'm just asking. That's what I'm asking.
But a problem is that somebody who's going to go ahead and whether you have a sign or not, that same individual might come up. After you tell him to leave.
The second time he's trespassing. The second time, and then then you can call the police. Right. No, I think he did the right thing.
I don't know if you've been listening to the conversation, but it seems like we don't have a legal way to fix this problem for you, except for you putting a sign up and hoping that deters them.
Although once you tell somebody to leave, and he comes back, I think then the call to the police, without a sign, with a sign, that's a trespass.
Even if he doesn't come back, if you tell him to leave and he just lingers on your property, you have the same right.
Well, yeah, that's the same thing. But a trespass is a trespass. That's all.
I mean, and maybe that guy who's doing it just has to get arrested a couple times, and then you know, hopefully he's the anomaly. But
maybe he forgot he came to your house already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listening to us.
We got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In a few few years, your son'll take care of it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah.
Moving on to committee reports and comments by council members, Ms. Perry.
Hi. The garden committee had an open house last Saturday. It was a beautiful hot day, and about 20 or 30, maybe even a few more, people came. Some were new, a lot were new tenants, a few were existing tenants.
You sold one on the spot.
We did sell one on the spot, rent one on the spot, which was really cool. We never thought that that would happen, shame on us. But we're down to maybe one plot being available, I think.
Good.
Is that right, Bob? Do you know? One plot, and so the garden is beautiful, absolutely stunningly beautiful. It has picnic benches and some other picnic tables and some other benches and a little gathering area, and everybody's gardens are coming together beautifully.
Is that one that's available, the one that's in the back on the left?
No, that one's not able to be rented this year because of the weed problem, and there are some thistles in there that just aren't being able to be sprayed properly and pulled out properly enough.
So why will it be better next year?
So we're going to treat it, right, Bob? We're going to treat it all summer and really kind of shock it, and then hopefully it's working, a working garden in the future. We would like to, we have a social committee on this large committee now, and we have two women who are heading up that committee, and they're planning field trips, they're doing all this other stuff, and we're thinking about gathering as a standing date on Friday evenings. We want to ask the police department for special permission to have bring your own alcohol up there.
Am I invited?
Yes, you are. As a matter of fact,
I don't think we can do that.
Yeah, you can.
Every Friday at 7. Would be fun.
Really?
So the mayor had said that we would just need permission.
Okay.
The ordinance says it's up to the police chief to approve a liquor in the park. Make sure I'm right.
No, that's what it says.
It's a garden.
That's exactly
it's
how
a park.
It's,
well, it's a garden and a park.
But we're doing
it's
a lot of
hey,
the ordinance,
I started the garden. It's a garden.
The ordinance applies to municipal facilities, and the garden is a municipal facility.
On Friday
well,
evenings,
it
may be.
It
but
may
nothing
be.
Rowdy is going to happen. It's just a way of gathering, sharing some information, talking about our gardens. People can bring.
Every Friday you want to do that?
Yeah, it'll be a standing thing, whoever wants to come every Friday during the growing season.
All right.
Well, you can revoke it.
No,
right?
Puking,
right.
No puking in the garden.
I will tell them.
It appears there's a permission.
It may be fertilizer.
I would check with the service director to see if we have a port potty in the garden.
All right, moving on. Any other comments, Ms. Perry?
No,
I don't think there is.
Thank
one.
You.
All right, thank you. Mr. Barron?
That's what trees are, should be.
At the May 23rd school board meeting, there was a motion to approve an administrative appointment of Marilyn Mock to a new position as coordinator of district testing and data analysis. This position had not previously existed. Ms. Mock was the principal at Gund, and the appointment was defeated.
Really?
Yes.
Tell us what is happening.
Well, it was $107,000 for that position.
I'm surprised the administration got it that far.
Well, it was only knowledge. It was only common knowledge at that meeting.
But it didn't pass.
But it didn't pass.
Okay.
And the only other thing was that the board has an agreement with the Orange Teachers Association to give incentives for early retirement. Because there's nothing worse than an experienced teacher.
Amen.
That's all I have.
Mr. Riverin.
Well, I was pretty good, but Police Chief, I have a request. Can we bring alcohol to council meetings? That's a municipal.
All right.
That's a municipal function, isn't it?
Come on.
I'm just checking.
Okay, yeah.
Quite liven the crowd up a little.
You know, Ken Driggy used to sit in that seat.
I say we have precedent. We have precedent, so.
He used to sit in that very chair.
That's true.
All right, come on. Any other comments?
Yes, the only other comment is, you know, I'm in black because I'm in memoriam for Marilyn Monroe. This is her birthday, which we celebrate. We honor it once a year. So happy birthday, Marilyn. That, not that Marilyn, Marilyn Monroe.
That's a way to say it, Bert. Ms. Cluter.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor, for the continual shredding operations that we have. It was,
I think you asked for it first.
I did. I wrote that. I did years ago, and it was blocked. For some reason, I couldn't get it off the ground. I am thrilled. And when I went at 10 o'clock thinking there'd be 10,000 people there, he said, steady flow. It'd been great all day. So thank you. I appreciate that. And yeah, I think all the trees we're saving and all the nightmare with ID theft. So it's cool to have that done. Thank you. And Pinecrest. We're back to Pinecrest. It was 45 days that Fairmont Properties told me from the last council meeting that the shovel would be in the ground.
Well, it's less than 45 days.
Now it's
30. It's the middle of the month.
So,
and I'm not defending them. You want me to answer her?
Well, I just want to know.
They had some trucks there yesterday.
They did?
They didn't stay long. They didn't do much, but they were there.
Their trucks were there. Okay. Because I'm passing the message along.
Paul Singerman talked to them today.
Yeah.
They told him that everything's still on schedule.
I don't know, quite know what that means. I mean, they
the
said
the financing will close on the 15th, then
okay.
They'll start.
All right. As long as I can tell everybody it's moving along, because they're saying no,
well,
it's
did
not.
Did you see that recent article?
Oh, I've read the articles have been stunning. Wonderful. But people were waiting to see the shovel in the front. Yeah. Okay, thank you. That's it. Thank you, everybody.
Hopefully it'll be worth the wait.
Mr. Klein?
Well, just continuing on with the subject that Ms. Cluter introduced, and that is, one of the items that was significant, at least to the village, is the payment forthcoming from the developer once we had approved the agreement.
We approved the agreement. We just have to get the easements done.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Chagrin Highlands side dropped the ball. Their attorney thought the deal was over. They need to sign it.
So it's they're holding it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a time frame for that?
I think so. But they want some things on the other side.
The only thing I wanted to report, we had our last Planning Commission meeting, and there was no further council meeting to have any discussion. You'll notice on the agenda that the variance for the signage on the front of the shopping center on Chagrin Boulevard was is not on the agenda. The discussion at the last Planning Commission was that they would withdraw it and resubmit it properly because it was not properly submitted by the appropriate party. It was submitted by a tenant as opposed to the landlord and the property owner. Also, there were some defects in how they calculated their actual area for signage, so the variance that they were requesting may have been significantly different than what they were asking for, particularly when they did the analysis based on our zoning code relative to how signage gets calculated. So they were, the plan was, and I don't know whether it has been submitted, that they were going to resubmit a new application. And I don't know whether that's happened.
I haven't heard that we got it. Have you heard?
No. Have we gotten anything, Mary Kay?
No.
Nothing? Okay. So they were hopeful of moving this ahead rather rapidly, and it's up to them at this point. So it'll have to go back through the entire process.
Right.
And the other thing, I just wanted to report, I had some conversations with Lauren Wolf. She's currently out of the country. She will be back next week. I'll have to bring her to the council meeting if we would like to
have
her.
Is she interested in doing it?
Yes, yes.
100%?
Yes.
She's all in?
Yeah.
Can we get a resume first?
Yeah, she's sending me the resume. I'll give to the resume.
Said that weeks ago.
I know, but she's been out of the country. Their business has taken off rather rapidly and unexpectedly, and she's has.
But she's like 100% in, so yes. I mean, so
yeah.
We can stop looking?
Yeah.
What's your schedule on this date? You know, you said COVID, we'd have somebody tonight.
Right.
Sounds like
we're going to
have someone next
we'll
week.
We'll communicate to them and say that we're going to schedule something probably end of this month.
Okay.
We will get together with them and put a schedule together. She should, I need her contact information, actually.
I don't mail it, and I don't know her.
No, well.
She doesn't have it.
Yeah. We need her contact information.
Okay,
maybe
I'll get you that, Steve.
Resume.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, and a resume.
Thank you.
And that's all the news that's fit to print.
All right.
What is it?
Mr. Hirsch.
Just briefly, I saw the news today that the gentleman who went on the burglary spree in Orange Tree Estates about a month or two ago was convicted and sentenced. So kudos to the police department and your team for what they did. Hopefully, this will send a message that type of activity is not welcome, and hopefully, it won't happen again.
Except in the article, they thought a lot of it was in Chagrin Falls.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
good.
The gas station, I think, is in Chagrin
good.
Falls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Nice. Let them think that.
Well, let the bad stuff be in other communities. That would have helped us on the Cleveland.
I said the same.
Any other comments, Evan?
Nope, that's it.
All right, thanks. Mayor, comments?
I was going to report on Pinecrest. I told you last month that I was going to Washington, D.C., and I would share with you what we learned. I won't share with you all. I learned it to show you the agenda. So the first day we had, we met all the Ohio delegation of congressmen. Then we had a session on national drug control policy, global engagement for local leaders, technology for local municipalities. I guess that's it. It was a good weekend. It wasn't as informative as I have gotten in the past, but you know people, and that always helps with what we want to do. Tax board appointment. I would just like to tell everybody that Brian Mader, unsolicited, no one asked him, sent us $250 for the salute to Orange.
Who did?
Brian Mader.
Oh.
Engineer.
And we've made a lot of progress on the playground, or did you want to talk about that?
Doesn't matter. You can.
We got the grant into NatureWorks yesterday?
Today.
Today's June 1st? Okay, it had to be postmarked on June 1st. We requested $150,000. I think if we get that, we'll be able to do what we designed. What we designed is, it's great. But it's very expensive.
Is that picture out there, the design?
Yeah. It's nice not to see the gravel.
Is that the most recent?
That is wonderful for children. I don't know. Bob, is that the most recent?
Yes, I think that is.
Okay.
It doesn't give a good picture of the swing set area. You can see where it goes through.
It's nice. But for Evans and Brandon's sake, because you've been on every step along the way, we did tell them that if we get the money, we want to put the safe surface under the swings, too. That's all I have tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, the playground looks great. If the plan does.
We want to play in it.
We spent a bunch of time on it, so hopefully people like it. Bob and I are going to a trails conference tomorrow to kind of talk more about all-purpose trails. We actually walked around the village today for a while with Brian and the mayor to look at some mayor for a little bit. to look at, you know, some areas. So we actually walked this whole area around from basically here up to Miles, down Miles to Brainerd, to Emory, and through the park. So that was walk number uno. So that's tomorrow. And then microphones. There is actually a microphone that can come out of the out of the front here. That'd be considered like the dashboard. It's a little bit shorter, but it's not something that you have to lean over and talk right into. It has better pickup. So as long as you're not like leaning back, you know, it should be perfectly fine. And I think that will solve most of our problems. The only thing it doesn't necessarily have is a mute button, but
does not.
I don't believe so. But that doesn't matter. And you know, I don't think that's an issue. But I think that'll resolve a bunch. I think that'll kind of do what everybody wants. So if everybody's okay with that, so long as the price is, which we're still waiting. I think are we still waiting for the price.
We budgeted $25,000.
$26,000.
What?
$25,000. $26,000. I thought.
Well, we budgeted $25,000.
Did we get a quote?
I think it's $24,000 something.
Okay.
You think it was $30,000?
Well, I think it's $24,000 something. So.
Anyways, if this is the system that everybody is comfortable with and wants to go forward, we will need a motion from council to do that.
Right. Yeah. We should wait until we actually have the. Mm-hmm. So.
Do you have a proposal from the?
Vendor? Do you actually have the?
I have it in my desk. Yeah.
Oh, we make copies actually.
Sure.
Maybe we'll do that. Yeah, if you want to do that now, actually, maybe. Yeah, I mean, if it looks good, we can just kind of give the yay on that. Because there's really nothing for next week. And so.
We'll think of something.
Nothing comes up, though. I would be inclined to maybe cancel next week's meeting, as there's no reason to come here, open a meeting, and close a meeting.
I will be out of town next week anyway, so I will not be here either.
And if there's any reasons that anybody thinks that we should have a meeting, if there's no agenda, let me know. But I don't think that there's really anything that is coming up that I'm aware of. Obviously, if something comes up, we'll still have a meeting, so plan on it. And we'll kind of, if we cancel it, we'll cancel it towards the beginning of next.
Would you have to put it on the website or something? Because everybody assumes that the second Wednesday.
I know, and they all come.
I know.
We can.
Yeah.
I
mean, all these people.
We
can put it on
the outside sign.
Well.
Yeah, we're not doing any news between now and next week. Community newsletter. We can do that.
Kathy, how do we pay the bills without a council meeting? Are we a month
behind?
You
do it the following week. The following.
We don't have to.
We'll give
it to you next month, and you'll look at it.
And we'll just look at it? All right.
And ask whatever questions you have. But they can,
still be paid. Okay.
So, again, I already plan on coming, but there's a chance that we might cancel it. I feel like I had something else. But maybe not. Just give 2 seconds, because maybe we'll do this microphone thing today and get that done. I also won't be here in July for both meetings. I will be out of the country, so... Gavel will be yours. Make me proud.
Okay.
Are you here for both of those?
For July? Yeah.
Okay.
So far as I know.
All right. So
we'll see what happens with the RNC. I don't know.
Good time to
ask. It's before the RNC, so it's fine.
Yeah, but the mad scramble will be happening.
I don't think it's going to be that bad.
What are we waiting for?
Mary Catherine,
we're waiting
because
I
want
to maybe if
the,
I would like to maybe
microphone.
Pass this or have a motion to pay for these.
Mayor, is there anything that we should be doing before the RNC comes or during their stay to be
whatever
hospitable or
welcome? Or they don't even know they're in Orange.
No, I don't want to worry.
Are we expected?
No, we're not a social club.
Any of those delegates know that they're in a little community.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's so unusual. Our fragmentation is not typical. That's
if you, why were you thinking about
where
a parade, Ron?
The
a welcoming parade?
Really?
Maybe we could borrow. I was just down today at the art museum.
We're staying there.
Thank you.
That stuff is fantastic. I don't know what they do with it when they're
thank
done.
Thank you.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, they put it in storage. We were in the shop.
Yeah.
You know, I'll trade you. You might as well take this.
Thank you.
This is so cool.
Well, what are you doing with it for the rest of the year? So maybe we could have it as part of
the show. No. Especially if you're yawning.
Raise some money.
Yeah. To pay for it.
Yeah.
All right.
Fine.
look like?
Okay, so we have a grand total here. So if everyone can look at this quote that you just got, it looks like there's a grand total of $24,800 plus tax. It indicates what. Oh, we are tax exempt, so you don't have to worry about that.
Is it here?
But on the, you'll see, Herb, on that second page, it kind of
gives
a description.
Are they replacing the speakers?
So, yeah, so there's going to be speakers. My understanding is there's going to be speakers in between every person.
Mounted.
That would be here.
That will be mounted, so everybody will hear. There will be, like, on the, basically it looks like a conference phone kind of thing that will be for planning and zoning. Oh, we actually
Will it be a phone, actually?
No, not a
phone. No, it's not going to be a phone.
On the last page.
No phone.
Is there a picture of it? Oh, yeah, if you look on the back, that there's a picture of the phone thing. There will be kind of, isn't actually an iPad?
Yes, we have the iPad. There's going to be an iPad right here for either council president or myself to press record on, record off, volume control if there's any feedback. Right. And it will do more than 60 minutes. It will do up to, I think, 4 or 5 hours.
That's fantastic.
And then there's also going to be some wireless microphone.
What's the real deal? What about the extended
warranty?
Maintenance agreement?
So there's also going to be some wireless microphones that will be here as well for audience. And
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
What on the letter type page, it says the front of house sound presentation. Is that these speakers?
The front of house would be where all the audience members
right,
would sit.
Right, so there are speakers.
So
for
there's
that.
Speakers in the ceiling currently in that octagon up there.
Yeah.
And underneath both of those doors, there's speakers.
Uh-huh.
Those would be taken out and replaced with more current technology that would amplify the sound a little better. But they would still look similar. It wouldn't
and
be
the
anything.
Same spaces.
Yes.
Okay.
What comes out of there?
Not much.
That sound.
Well, I mean, some does.
Hello.
Yeah, so
I heard
you
that.
Talk right in that you can hear
sound
out.
From the 1990s.
Yeah, here's a sheet that actually shows what the microphone is that she's passing out right now.
Kathy, how old is this system? This was when Phil Soroki was
15 years, 10 years.
I'll tell you in a second.
I mean, the biggest problem we have with this is that it's
a
tape that only goes for like an hour that we have to change over. So,
modernization. You can't hear it?
I can hear it.
We need it.
Lisa, can you hear
so
me?
Anne walks into a bar with a parrot on his shoulder.
Yeah, this is just
news?
To show you
Bueller?
A picture of what the
Bueller?
Microphone
mounted
to.
The question, this maintenance contract, is that in addition to the $24,000?
Correct. That would be a monthly.
It's a monthly fee of $127.50 over 60 months.
Correct. If you wanted to do that, you could.
To what extent?
That's $7,650.
Where do you see that?
So, which is basically a quarter
Page
of it. Which I don't know
and
if
is
that's
that every year?
60 months?
No, it's for 60 months. So it's another $7,000 over. I don't know if we need a warranty that is, you know.
What are they?
Basically a third of what our actual total purchase price is.
Does it say that?
How much service do we have on these things? This includes installation and everything like that, right?
And training.
Yeah.
Is this on our insurance list? I've never seen it, I think.
What?
Lots of things on there don't make it. Huh?
You'll have to ask if it falls into the building for insurance purposes.
It probably does. It's installed. No. It's probably a fixture.
Yeah.
It would be considered a fixture.
So. And, you know, the things, it doesn't cover physical damage to anything. So if somebody, it doesn't cover abuse, misuse, I don't know. I don't think it's necessary, but that's
okay. It's like Best Buy. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right.
They all want to have it.
Right.
Does anybody have questions?
Make a ton of money.
Does anybody have questions about the microphones? Is everybody okay with these microphones?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, if so, can I, yes. Oh, so can I have a motion to authorize the mayor to purchase the...
Motion made.
The microphones that are on here and quoted that are called the H... is there an actual name for these? Well, from the Telecare Division of Ohio Technicraft, Inc., quote. And in an amount not to exceed $30,000. That gives us a little leeway in case there's something there. So is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Barron. And if there's no other questions on these, if you could please call roll.
Braverman?
Yes.
Hurst?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
I'm so happy about this. Thank
Good.
You.
Mary Catherine did most of the shopping. Her
Thank you, Mary Catherine.
Yeah, very welcome.
Yeah.
All right. And with that, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Thank you, Ms. Kluter. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Hirsch. Will you call roll on adjourning, please?
Braverman?
Yes.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Kluter? Kluter?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
We're assuming we're having one.
We are assuming we are.
Assuming, Brandon, we're going to assume we're going to have a meeting unless you call it off, or what?
Are we assuming we, Brandon?
Sorry.
In case of emergency. I play golf on Wednesdays, and I'll drive by the Village Hall on my way home to take a shower.
Then don't run.
I have to take a shower and just go home, have dinner
with
Cheryl.
I think they can just let us know. I think Mary Catherine.
No, let's just like talk.
Believe me, they'll let you. If there's nobody, keep it a surprise.
No, I can call.
There's no point.
You'll let us know then about the meeting.
Yeah, probably Monday. All
right, fine. That's cool.
The only thing I can think of is if this other ordinance for this.
Get those fire hoses ready.
Submission comes in for this variance, and we have to dispose of it. That would be the only
If anything comes up, then, yeah.